now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. My voice is so low and sexual, I just have to take some time for myself, so excuse me for just one moment.
Yeah!
All right. Now then, to call Art Bell, east of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and good evening, coast to coast, through North America, the Antilles, the Caribbean, Madagascar, all of the tribes in deepest, darkest Africa. This is the Art Bell Coast to Coast Show. Tonight, General Johnson Jameson will be on with us, and let me tell you, he has got some very interesting comments to make about the new planet that was discovered by astronomers today called Sedna, and we'll be talking with him in just a moment. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, when the apocalypse approaches and you stagger through the nuclear waste, what are you going to do for entertainment? How about the new Peenemann Enterprises wind-up radio? Just wind it up and listen. Unfortunately, with the end of the world, there will be no radio stations working, so it'll be very entertaining static. New from Peenemann. And we are joined by General Johnson Jameson beneath the Saskatchewan crust in his bunker complex. And General Jameson, thank you for joining us. Quite a day, I would say, for those of us who knew. And we knew there was another planet out there, didn't we?
We knew it, Art. We knew it all along. I called the CIA as recently as 1980. It was either 1981 or 1963. And I said, I know there's another planet out there. And guess what they did?
What?
They hung up on me and then reported me to the Secret Service. So
obviously, they were hiding something.
Well, that goes without saying, Art. But we have discovered a new planet now.
Now, how many, for people who are uninitiated, how many planets do we have?
Well, we have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, or, if you wish, Uranus, although with the new FCC constraints, I'm sure it's Uranus.
That is absolutely correct.
All right. And it's Neptune and Pluto. So those are the three, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine planets. And it's very difficult to remember the order, but I experienced something very tragic in my life that I thought I'd never be able to get over. In fact, I was always trying to forget it. And then I realized it could help me in remembering the planets.
Now, hold on for just a minute, General Jameson. You're saying that you experienced something emotionally traumatic, but it has helped you remember the planets?
That is correct. My wife, Julie, cheated on me. It's not very beautiful. It's not a pretty picture. She cheated on me with... Boy, this hurts. This really hurts. She cheated on me with the guy who reads the meters for the electric company. I mean, that stings.
Absolutely.
But it did help me remember the planets.
Well, how do you do that? Your wife cheated on you with a meter reading guy, and how do you do that?
Well, it's Mercury, Venus, Earth. That's M-V-E, M for Mars, S for Saturn, June. So I put it all together into a sentence, and it comes out to, my vasectomy eventually meant seeing Julie under Ned Prescott, you see. So,
oh, that is wonderful. So you have M-V-E.
M-V-E, my vasectomy eventually, meaning Mercury, Venus, and the Earth.
Meant seeing Julie.
That would be Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter.
Under Ned Prescott.
Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Now, here's the question, General Jameson. There's a new planet.
Well, and I was thinking about that. Oh, sweet, living, feathery Lord, what am I going to do? There's a new planet. And then I realized, last week, I walked in on Julie, and lo and behold, another emotionally scarring, traumatic experience. And as I loaded the gun to blow my own brains out, actually, I was going to shoot her first, I thought, wait a second, this is going to help me learn the extra planets.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying another emotionally scarring incident helps you remember Sedna, the new planet?
Yes, it's an S. And I walked in on Julie, and this is what I saw. My vasectomy eventually meant seeing Julie under Ned Prescott's sister. And that's exactly what happened. This big, hairy-lipped dyke with...
Well, all right, that's very fine, General Jameson. So, my vasectomy, meaning Mercury and Venus...
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and Sedna. My vasectomy eventually meant seeing Julie under Ned Prescott's sister. And then I thought, wow, this will be great. So I've encouraged her to have more affairs, especially with other members of his family.
Like who?
Well, my vasectomy eventually meant seeing Julie under Ned Prescott's son, you see. So even though my wife is cheating on me and probably passing multiple STDs onto me, I can remember the planets, and so I'm happy and gleeful here in my bunker.
Well, General Jameson, again, it's always been wonderful having you on. You're a freak case.
Thank you very much. What, you're normal? Jesus. Well, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Well, I'm sorry, but encouraging extramarital affairs.
Well, whatever.
General Johnson Jameson has joined us here on Coast to Coast.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Please stop calling.
And the Phil Hendry Show will continue right after these men do.